I've always said that if you control a man's cock, you control the entire man. If you're my slave, it makes sense that the shackles would go on your dick. A cock-locked man has no choice but to obey his mistress. Not only does he obey because his mistress requires it, but he obeys because his cock compels him to do so. I might as well put a leash on your penis and lead you around. You know you'll follow it until the end of time. A man in chastity gets really docile and easy to control. It's almost too easy. You love your cock so much. Your cock is your best friend. If I control your cock, the thing you love most, you have no choice but to fall in love with me. Chastity makes the heart grow fonder. Imagine looking down between your legs and seeing the cold glint of steel caging your cock with a tiny little padlock keeping it secure. Your cock is completely off limits because the key to that lock is in a delicate silver chain around my neck. You reach between my breasts and fondle the key. I chuckle because you don't even notice my cleavage and the soft swell of my tits. You're focusing on the glint of that tiny little bit of metal that holds the key to your freedom, the key to your chastity device. What are you willing to do to earn access to your best friend? What are you willing to do to feel your hand close around your hard cock and stroke it? What will you do to come? I guess we'll find out, won't we? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.